Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Samuel, Week 10, David, Mephibosheth, and the Kindness of God. Monday, Related Verses, 2 Samuel 9, verses 3, 7 through 9, and 11. And the king said, "Is there yet anyone at all of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God to him?" And Ziba said to the king, "There is still a son of Jonathan. He is crippled in his feet." Verses 7 through 9. And David said to him, "Do not be afraid, for I will surely show kindness to you for the sake of Jonathan, your father. And I will restore to you all the land of your father Saul, and you will eat food at my table continually." And he paid him homage and said, "What is your servant that you should look upon a dead dog like me?" And the king called Ziba, Saul's attendant, and said to him, "All that belongs to Saul and to all his house I give to your master's son." Verse 11. Then Ziba said to the king, "According to all that my lord the king has commanded his servant, so will your servant do." And Mephibosheth, said David, shall eat at my table like one of the king's sons. Ephesians 2, verses 4 through 7. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in offenses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And raised us up together with him, and seated us together with him in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus, that he might display in the ages to come the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 3, verse 8. To me, less than the least of all saints, was this grace given to announce to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel. Related reading, 2 Samuel 9 is a record of David showing kindness to Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan. David felt obliged to show kindness for the sake of Jonathan to any remaining descendant of the house of Saul. A servant of the house of Saul, whose name was Ziba, was called to David, and David asked him, "Is there yet anyone at all of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God to him?" The servant told him that there was still a son of Jonathan, one who was crippled in his feet. When Mephibosheth came to David, David told him not to be afraid, for he would surely show kindness to him for the sake of Jonathan, his father. David went on to tell him that he would restore to him all the land of his father Saul, and that he would eat food at his table continually. Mephibosheth's grandfather Saul was David's enemy. Many times he persecuted David and wanted to put him to death. He was a great enemy of David. When Saul and Jonathan were killed, Mephibosheth's nurse took him and fled quickly. She thought that since both his grandfather and father were dead, David might come to avenge and kill Mephibosheth if they did not flee fast. The boy fell on the ground and became lame because she was running too fast. Consider for a moment, does this not look like the picture of a sinner before God? Man has misunderstood our God. Because man has devious thoughts about God, he thinks that God also has devious thoughts about him. Mephibosheth thought, "My grandfather was David's enemy, therefore David must hate me. I have no love for David, therefore David must have no love for me." This is the way we also think, but God is not the same as we. Mephibosheth had no ground to receive grace, yet he received it. The same is true with regard to us and God. God is also asking, "Is there yet any that is left of Adam that I may show him grace?" David showed Mephibosheth kindness for the sake of Jonathan. God graced the sinners because of his son Jesus. People make a great mistake in thinking that God hates man. They think that man has to do a great deal of good before God's face will be turned to them. Yet they are not sure how much good should be done before God will stop his wrath, consider them, and be pleased with them. But Mephibosheth had no position at all before David. David did not know Mephibosheth. David only knew Mephibosheth's father, Jonathan. He was gracious to Mephibosheth for Jonathan's sake. Mephibosheth did not have to do anything good before he could receive David's favor. He received kindness not because of himself, but because of another person. This is true for a sinner before God. Many people think, I must do something good before I can please God. But the Bible tells us that God loves us without a reason. We do not have any position before God, and we should not have obtained his grace. But we have our Jonathan, Jesus Christ. God has graced us because of him. We are saved because we have the Lord Jesus before God. With the Lord, we can come before God. There is no place in the Bible that says that God wants to be reconciled to us. The Bible only says that we need to be reconciled to God. God is reconciled to us already. Someone said, "It is fortunate the Lord Jesus died so that God could love us." But there is no such thing. He gave his Son to us because he loved us.